He cleared his throat. She woke up slowly, blinking her blue eyes and looking startled to see him. "Pierce, done saving the world already? I figured it would take you at least another week." Quincy ignored her sarcasm and gazed upon his elder daughter. Amanda's face was still covered in white gauze. Tubes and needles bristled across her prostrate form and nearly obscured a body that had once been defined by slender grace. The violence of keeping her alive shocked him once more. It slowed his steps.
"I came as fast as I could,"
he told Bethy as he picked up Mandy's hand. He squeezed gently. There was no response. He studied her small pale fingers against his palm. He marveled at her fingernails, dutifully growing long and pink while the rest of her withered away. It seemed like only yesterday. Those were baby fingers, gripping his thumb tight.
"I don't understand," Bethy said from behind him. "I thought you'd had enough."
"I wasn't going to miss this, Bethy. I'd always planned on being here, once you were ready."
"When I'm ready for what?"
Quincy turned around. He was still holding Mandy's hand, but now he was registering the genuine confusion on his ex-wife's face. His stomach plummeted. Something deep inside him had just gone cold. Someone from the hospital staff called.
"You're ready to turn off life support."
"I most certainly am not."
"Bethy,
is this some kind of trick of yours, Pierce? Do you think this little melodrama will force my hand? Because it won't work. I'm not killing my daughter just to convenience your schedule."
"Bethy."
But he didn't say anything more. She had no idea what he was talking about. He'd been set up, and he'd walked into the trap as meekly as a mouse.
"Oh, God. Rainey."
Quincy replaced Mandy's hand on the sheet. He kissed her temple. His hands had started to shake.